This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Well, let's turn our attention to next year, 2021. Here we are at the end of November, and we've got December and January, and traditionally there is a slowing down of the market, which I've seen a little bit. Actually, the last 2 to 3 weeks, the market has finally taken a little bit of a breather, and I think because of Thanksgiving, I think also because of Hanukkah and Christmas coming up, the same thing will be true in the month of December. Nonetheless, the lack of inventory remains, and so the demand is going to continue to be strong, and we are preparing numerous properties to go live in the market, including a new listing that we've taken in McLean, Virginia, on Raymond Avenue. Gorgeous, gorgeous single-family home built about 17, 18 years ago that is an exceptional condition. Gorgeous single-family home for just under $2 million. If you're looking to be in McLean in the Langley School District, reach out to us directly, and I can give you the details on that house. Our toll-free number is 800-900-9104. Or shoot an email to me at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. We also have a new listing. We're getting ready in Belmont Country Club for $1,650,000. And what a gorgeous house also. It's a four-side brick single-family home overlooking the sixth hole. And if you want country club living and you want to have a house that has sort of top-to-bottom finishes that are just fantastic, similar to the one I just mentioned in McLean, well, this is a great opportunity for you to be in Ashburn and Belmont and be able to walk from the house literally two blocks to the shopping that's right there. It's at that part of the community that's really close to eating at the clubhouse and being able to walk and get groceries and stuff. So there's a couple of listings there. We've got listings coming on the market in D.C. and in Maryland, so on. And so as we're preparing these and we're thinking about the future as we prepare them, we're pricing our houses higher going into next year than we're finishing this year. Let me repeat. This year, we have finished with prices having jumped to a point, and we're pricing ourselves higher into next year because traditionally, at the turn of the new year, everybody looks back at last year and says, well, last year's price was this, and there's not much inventory. What happens? In a bull market, people start to price again higher into the next year. And literally, it just happens. It's a function of timing. It's not that logical. It actually is born out of the fear of loss. I get afraid. Buyers get this anticipation of appreciation, and they don't want to miss it. And when you have five or six people offering on a house, and you have one that says, look, I don't care. I'll pay 50 grand more for it. They set a new standard for what the other four who don't get the house have to do on the next house. They're like, well, somebody just beat me out by 50 grand. I guess that's where I really need to go in my offer. So why don't you, as a home seller, if you're thinking of selling next year, let's forget about last year's prices as what they will be for next year. Instead, let's focus on last year's prices as the springboard for pricing into the spring market, which, by the way, doesn't start in the spring. It starts in the winter. In January, February timeframe, that's the right time for getting the top dollar. If you want a free copy of a guide that I wrote that will show you, literally got a graph in there that will show you how the spring market starts every year, demand and supply. It's called the Market Ready Guide. And I offer it out to anybody here who's interested. If you want a free copy, we'll pay the postage to you because in there are not only is this graph that will inform your thinking about the timing, but also where to put a dollar to get $2 back, how to approach home inspections, how to get ready for settlement, how to interview a realtor before you hire one. Yes, I'm a real estate agent. Yes, I've been one for 33 years. And yes, I would love for you to hire me. But having this show brings with it a responsibility to not just tell you how great a job we do, but to rather prepare you for the process as you enter into it. The Market Ready Guide is a good guide, literally guiding you and thinking about a variety of things in the home sale, how to get top dollar, that kind of thing. So if you're getting ready and you want to see what the market's going to be like, call me now and request a copy. Toll free, 800-900-9104. And either Grace or Louise will pick up your call when you call, or if they're on the line, it'll go to voicemail and just leave your address and your name and your email, and we'll ship it out to you on Monday. Okay. 800-900-9104. It's such a good guy. And I've got, I don't know, something like 15 or 20,000 copies in print that have been delivered over the years. So it's good information and will help you. So next year is going to be good. How do you price into that market? You have to look at what's happened this year and look at the overall strength of demand. And has anything changed? Well, yeah. I mean, we've got a change in what's happening politically. We're not fully decided here, right? Nothing's been completely ended here, but we have a sense that things are shaking up, right? Is that going to change the overall economy for real estate? I don't think so. In fact, I think that in our area, which is so heavily influenced by the federal government, we're not going to see cuts in the federal government. If anything, I think the government may grow a little bit more because of what we're all facing with COVID. And I think that as a result, we're going to have a boisterous demand cycle supported by excellent interest rates that make the cost of buying a house cheaper. The cost of the money is less expensive, even though the house price may be higher. And so the cheaper money makes the increase in price kind of offsets it, and prices could continue higher because buyers get that anxiety that I was talking about just a moment ago, that anticipation that things are going to go higher, and they just act irrationally, which is a home seller is exactly what you want, is irrational exuberance to give you as much money as possible. And the market always shoots higher and settles back with sticky prices. In other words, it takes time for the prices to retract and come down. We're in a sharp incline in real estate, and take advantage of it. You're getting ready to sell and you're thinking you want a market evaluation. We'll send you a copy of the market ready guide, but now's a good time for you to call us and have us come out. I mean, in the month of December, so we can guide you to what you need to do to get top dollar. You may not want to move until July of next summer. Call us now, seriously, because we can sell your home, keep you in house all the way through July, even if we go on the market in February or March. We have the systems, we have the plan, we know how to advise and guide you through that. Okay. You can call us 800-900-9104 or shoot an email to me at eric@ericstewartgroup.com, and we'll get right back to you. Now, let's talk for a moment about the that tide in the market and how things shift. We just settled a house in McLean on Longmeadow in Clear Spring Manor, which was very close, just a block and a half from the Potomac School. $1,725,000 is what we sold the property for. It listed for $1,750,000. There was this period for about 2 or 3 weeks where that property and another one that we had in McLean on Calder Road, just under $2 million, where both properties just didn't get much traffic. And the sellers and I are kind of scratching our head because the market's super hot. That's what we're hearing. That's what we're experiencing. All of a sudden, nothing's really happening. Okay, are we seeing a change in the market? Well, guys, you know, just like at the ocean, tide comes in and sometimes it comes in really far, even though it's a low tide, and then it goes out, and sometimes it goes hardly in at all, even at high tide. So we just had a momentary pause about 2 to 3 weeks into the listing. All of a sudden, the market picked up and both properties sold. The one that was listed for two ended up selling at $1,960,000. You know, again, and the other one at $1,750,000 sold for $1,750,000. Same thing is true, but frankly, at $500,000, $600,000, and $700,000, all of our listings were selling for at or above asking price. So, okay, folks, going to be a good year next year. So call us today. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
The Beacon Newspaper's first virtual 50-plus expo, now live at beacon50expo.com, takes place on an easy-to-use, specially-designed website offering free access to speakers on a variety of health and financial topics, 2 dozen classes including exercise, meditation, cooking, and more, entertainers ranging from comedians and singers to Broadway and classical music, plus nearly 100 government agencies, nonprofits, and businesses offering services and products for older adults. So that you'll have time to enjoy and absorb all this information, the expo site will remain available free of charge 24/7 through January 2021. Valuable door prizes are awarded to visitors every week throughout the period. Take a minute now on your home computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone to see what we're offering at beacon50expo.com. That's beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N, 50expo.com. And come back again and again to enjoy the speakers, classes, entertainers, and informative exhibits. Again, that's beacon50expo.com, sponsored by Maplewood Park Place of Bethesda and the Maryland Department of Aging.